Selig. 2020, I got a phone call from a very good friend of mine, Francois Hanekom. He's also helps me with viticulture. He's a viticulturist and he specializes in the Helderberg. And he phoned me up and said, Peter, there's an interesting block of Chardonnay that there might be grapes available to buy. And I'm always looking for interesting things, and I've been looking for Chardonnay for quite some time. So basically, I had a look at the vineyard. So if you are on the Helderberg facing the ocean side, if you go down the mountain towards the R44, you go over the R44, there's a kind of a dip, and then there's a little hill again. And on that little hill facing towards the ocean south is a little block. And I went there and I walked through this vineyard. It looked really interesting. It was a warm day. It was in harvest time, so it was a warm day, and the offshore wind were blowing. So the offshore is basically where the wind blows off the shore into the ocean. And if you're a surfer, you'll know that if the offshore wind blows, it actually cleans out the front section where waves break quite nicely. So the waves are really good for surfing. So I was thinking to myself, okay, cool, I'm going to go surfing now. So I was kind of in a hurry in this vineyard. It obviously looked amazing. What a sight. Looked at the ocean while I was in this vineyard, so I could see straight to the ocean. And then at some point I looked up and I looked at the ocean, and you could see Cape Point from the vineyard. And I could see Cape Point's direction. There's white chop on the water. We call it witperkies, white horses. That means that the wind is now blowing from the oceans, from the ocean onshore, basically from the ocean onto the shore. And if the wind travels such a long distance, it creates little white chop. We call witperkies. And if that chop hits the coastline where the waves are breaking, now suddenly where the offshore wind groomed the waves, the onshore wind breaks it up into little wobbly kind of washing machine kind of waves, and it's not good for surfing. So as I was standing in this vineyard and I looked at the ocean, I thought, okay, cool, surf time is over, I'm not going to go to the beach now, so spend more time in the vineyard. So I spent a bit more time there, walked up and down, checked it out, and then suddenly the wind died down, the offshore, and then the wind turned and the onshore that I saw from the ocean coming towards the coast hit the vineyard. And as it hit the vineyard, I could feel the salty sea air inside the vineyard. And there's two times in my life that I've actually felt that in a vineyard. And the one were about, call it 20 years ago, in a vineyard in Lambert's Bay, a Sauvignon Blanc vineyard. I think it's not there anymore. And the second time was in this vineyard, where I could feel the thick sea air, salty air inside the vineyard. Then obviously I knew it needs to be sea air, selig. So selig means sea air. And yes, so we picked the first lot in 2021, made a great wine from that. We went to the farmer and said to the farmer, listen, we're super amped. We want to make a really great wine from this vineyard. We feel like this vineyard's got so much more potential, and we would like to be more involved. So the farmer agreed on it. And what we do, the vineyard is quite close to my house. Francois's got a great team of people that specialize in viticulture. So what we do is we use his team to do a lot of extra work in the vineyard. So basically, we prune the vineyard ourselves. We do all the leaf work in summer ourselves. So suckering, the breaking of leaves. There's many actions you can do in the vineyard to increase the quality, increase the airflow, disease control, all of that. So basically, what we tell the farmers, listen, the basic work you have to do, but don't stress about the finer things. We're going to do it with our own people. So now you can imagine you're paying the farmer X amount for the grapes. Now you have to add on to that all the extra work we're doing. So from the 2022, we started doing the extra work. 2023, we gained a little bit more momentum, but we were not there yet. With the 2024, I had a bottle last night. Now this wine is new in bottle. We just bottled it. So it's hard to know where this wine is going towards. But what I felt last night when I drank the wine was restrained, super focused. And what is really interesting is there's a slight bit of reductiveness on the wine. So that's basically you get reductiveness as an absence of oxygen, and it creates a certain flavor profile in the wine. I don't like the wine to be 100% reductive, but if there's a little notes of reductiveness, it gives the wine an extra dimension, more minerally, more linear, which I think is really interesting for the wine. So I felt like there was a bit of reductiveness, very clean, very precise, great acidity, freshness. The oak is so well integrated. I'll maybe do a separate voice note on the oak regime, but there's 40% new oak of barrels that's made in Italy with French and German oak specifically for this wine. So the cooper, Peter Mittelberger, comes out once a year to taste these wines, and then we discuss how we're going to make the barrels for the next vintage. So basically, we'll sit down and discuss the specific trees that he's going to use for the next barrel that he's going to make. And it's not rubbish I'm saying here. I've been to Bolzano with him to make the barrels for this wine. So it's untoasted pure wood on wine. Really something special, I think.